Welcome to Unhinged with your host, Teresa Romer, motivational speaker, fashion expert, and fashion guru.
I am your host, Teresa Romer, and I have my amazing co-host, Maz.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm still alive in my Jewish brain.
So, you know, today I want to talk about friendships, you know?
Oh. why are you opening up my scars, Teresa?
Oh, God. You know, because I have often had so many people in my life say to me, how come you don't have more girlfriends, Teresa? How come more of your friends are all guys? And I'm telling you why. I mean, like, girls can be brutal. Brutal.
That's what my wife says. And I have to agree with you on that. She has more guy friends than girlfriends. She has a few good girlfriends, but the rest of them, she says she has a better communication level, less drama with men.
It's true. And I would prefer a gay guy over a regular guy, too, because gay guys seem to understand me even better than the regular guys. But women are brutal.
I understand you, Teresa. Why are you stereotyping me?
Okay, well, I'm just saying, gay guys, you don't ever have to worry about them hitting on you. They understand you. They are so into fashion. I mean, like, they're pretty easy to get along with, but, you know.
Okay, Teresa, I'm going to stop you right there, boo. I am all of the above minus the gay.
Okay, well, you're a one in a million then.
I just had to get that out of her. It's official. It's official. It's on the podcast, Teresa. I'm gonna use this against you forever.
Yeah, but you know what? The one thing I hate the most is ungrateful friends.
Oh, you pinned it.
Oh, man. Just when you think you've got a great friend and things are just going good, all of a sudden signs start appearing.
You know, Teresa, I think when people are in a friendship and you're too kind, slowly and gradually with time, they start to take advantage of that kindness and that affection that you have towards them, and they start to benefit from it themselves. And it gets to a point where it becomes toxic.
Well, and one step bigger here is, how do you know if that friend is really wanting to be your friend for all the right reasons, or whether they're wanting to be your friend because they want to ride your coattails because of your name or your reputation, or, you know, because you have money and you can, you know, always pay for the bill or take them on trips or fly in your jet with you or whatever. I mean, like, how do you really know when a friend is a friend for the right reason, or whether they're just attaching themselves to you for all the wrong reasons? And you aren't smart enough at the moment to realize this until later on down the road. And then you feel like, wow, I have been so taken. Like, what an ungrateful friend. I mean, like, you know, but maybe they weren't meant to be your friend in the first place, but it took you to have to go through that learning lesson.
Let me just take a second and rub the salt off of my wounds that you just poured on, because I am just burning and sizzling here, because I love this topic, because I, you know, Teresa, when I'm in a friendship, whether it's with my clients, whether it's with my friends, whether it's people that depend on me, whether, you know, it's my landscaper guy, it's this and that, I try to be a very honest person in those relationships. And as soon as I find out that someone is taking advantage of me, that is the biggest goddamn cock block in the world. And it's a really bad feeling. You feel doomed at that second, because you have emotionally invested time and loyalty and with that person. And all of a sudden you realize that all this time that you put was for nothing.
Right.
And the one thing that I do not have in this world is a lot of time.
Right.
So time for me, and I think for a businesswoman like yourself, it's priceless.
Right.
I say, take my money, take whatever you want, take my knowledge. But the one thing that I'm going to hate you for backstabbing me or becoming that one friend that was an enormous amount of venom for me, you destroyed my time on earth.
Well, and I'll take that a step even farther, is you know, women feel like they get emotionally invested in someone, you know, and for someone to play with my emotions like that, where they see that I just get emotionally invested in them and I am like 150% into them and everything, and then to find out how ungrateful they are and how they used me, I'm like, really? You played with my emotions? Like, how cruel.
Well, Teresa, let's not forget that many people that are around, you know, just everybody in the daily lives, you don't know who's your friend and who's not. You have to do these tests with them eventually down the line and understand, is this person the best interest for my life? Does this person really want what's best for me, or do they just want to benefit me to their best benefit? And I think it's a very bitter and emotional roller coaster of a lesson that all of us have learned throughout our lives. But it's a very painful one.
Well, and let me just bring you into a story. Like the other day, I got this weird email, and this woman said, I tried to email you on your website, and you didn't respond. Well, I felt bad because I was like, wow, I never saw any messages come through my website. Wow, I need to talk to my team about that. Like, what happened, you know? And then she said, so because you didn't respond to me on your website, I have now found your email, and I'm, you know, emailing you and talking to you this way. I would like you to call me. I live here in Carlton Woods. And I was like, wow, I feel really bad now. She must be my neighbor. How sad is that? So I call this woman, and right. And then right off the bat, I'm apologizing. I'm so sorry. I never saw your message through my website. I'll get right on my team. I'll find out what's wrong and everything. And so she goes into this whole thing, and she's lived in here since September, and she's heard of me, and she's so in love with me, and she saw my closet, and she saw this, and she saw that, and she saw Gucci Mane, and she saw everything, and oh my God, she's just my sister. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, I'm your soul sister, you know. And she's a black lady, you know, married to a white man. She lives in here, same age and everything. But I mean, like, she went out of her way to just, like, just, she wants to be my best friend. Like,
Teresa, that's kind of scary.
It is scary. And I'm like, whoa, I don't even know what. And she owns a legitimate business here in the Woodlands. It's a salon, a spa. It opened up. It's called the Marilyn Monroe's Salon. And so, of course, you know, y'all know I love Marilyn Monroe. So she had me at Marilyn Monroe. But, you know, so she is a legitimate businesswoman. She's not some flaky person. She does live in here behind the gates. But this woman is so taken with me that she just wants to become my immediate best friend. And I'm like, whoa, slow down, you know?
Right.
I don't even know anything about you. And, you know, I mean, like, it's just kind of scary when someone comes out of nowhere. And even though she seems so legitimate, I'm just kind of like taken back and going, well, wait a minute, you know, not everybody gets to come inside my little tight circle.
Well, of course. And I'm just like you, I don't let anybody in. But do you also admit that we may sometimes make that a wrong decision of actually trusting the people in our close circle and being backstabbed by those and emotionally hurt and drained by those friendships?
Yes. You know, and
the ones that are deeper in your circle are the ones that you feel that you have the closest relationship and the most trust with. But then again, something goes wrong. It's not all of them, but with one or two of them. And that is the one thing that just, the worst feeling of doom is to feel that one friend or those two friends that you've trusted and emotionally invested in.
Oh, so
that you find out.
So once again, let me take you on another story. So now y'all, everyone knows I had this enormous, amazing party at my house, right? Yeah. And I made a special effort to make sure I did not invite anyone that was not on my very close friends list. Mine and my husband's, okay?
Can I take a moment and just say you were extremely hot that night?
Oh, you're so sweet.
No, thank you.
Even though I was sick. But anyways, I made special care to only invite the very, very, very of closest friends for that night. Just wanted to celebrate with our friends, right? And these had to be our closest of friends. So, little do I know, I find out just a week ago that one of the persons that was at my party that night, because people saw her in the pictures, She has been running around telling everyone not to trust Teresa Romer because Teresa Romer will steal your husband.
Oh.
Now, I'm sorry. I'm probably the happiest married woman alive.
So basically she calls you a homewrecker.
And yet she has the audacity to come to my parties.
Well, that's the typical saying, don't shit in the plate you just ate in.
Right.
We refer to such incidents. She came to your house, she ate in your plate, and right before she left, she took a huge ass dump in your plate and left it for you, Teresa.
But I'm like, oh my God.
Now tell me, doesn't that feel like shit?
I feel like I've had a sword stuck through my heart.
Yeah, those are the ones that are just so painful because you think that the people that you let into your life and around that event were the ones that you trusted.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Once you have found out something like that and your heart has been hurt from it, do you continue to let that person be in your life? Or Teresa, are they out the door now?
Teresa, I used to be so much different before I was 30 years old. It was always important what other people thought. I was always considerate of other people. After I hit 30, I started getting a little bit more mellow. Now I'm at the stage of my life, I'm like, fuck it. I don't need this in my life. You know, you want to do this, you're out of my life. Because my time is so limited. So limited in this world and so limited with my schedule that the people that I spend it with, they better be worth my time.
Right.
And they better be loyal. You know, Teresa, everyone knows the character. I'm going to refer back to your situation. We all know the characteristic that you have. You're the opposite of the stereotype that everybody thinks you are. You're this extremely, extremely gold-hearted human being that likes to take care of everybody. Now, you tell me, does someone have to be at the point of, I don't know, idiocracy to come and to jeopardize such a friendship with you over such a bullshit gossip?
It's true. It's true. But,
that to me is like, you have to be so dumb.
But once again,
you're not a friend someone wants to lose.
But once again, you know, when I hear stories of like that, I immediately think of the word jealous, you know, because you know, Moz, I understand I'm cut from the different cloth. I really am. I march to the beat of my own drum and my own beat. I am not like anyone around here. I totally understand that. And so when I look back over, let's just say the last 10 years, I look back at the last 10 years even and look at everything I've accomplished in the last 10 years. Most of the people or women in this community haven't even done one of those things on my list, let alone half, you know. And so I immediately start thinking of jealousy because...
Well, you know, that is one of the biggest number one factor of jealousy is success.
Right.
Cannot handle that success level that you are having as right. an individual in your life. And do you remember the saying? The best revenge in life is success.
Right. But I mean, anybody that would spend 5 minutes with me and my husband, they immediately go, oh my God, we wish we had a relationship like you. I mean, like he looks at you and just, you see drool running out of his mouth. I mean, like he's so in love with you, Teresa, and you two banter back and forth and it's so cute. And I like most people just, they're so in awe of the relationship that my husband and I have. And I looked at that person when I heard that and thought, how dare you say I'm a homewrecker or that I steal people's husbands? I was single for 16 years prior to meeting my husband. Believe me, I waited a long time before I met the man of my dreams. And I have the best husband in the world. There is no one that even holds a candle to this man. And so for someone to say such a lie, that, you know, it just hurts. And to know that she was at my party, it just really puts an arrow in my heart.
If you ask me, are there a lot of men that would think that they would love to have a relationship with you or an affair? I would totally agree to that. Teresa, you know I'm younger than you, and you just spice up my life the way that you look. But for someone to come and tell me that Teresa is a home wrecker to someone else, that, but Teresa, this is, that's what you get. You're in the public, you're a public
right.
figure. You're
right.
in the public eye. Everybody knows you right now. You're also building, you know, your brand, rebuilding your brand and your career. So you're in a different path, but that jealousy will always still exist in every level of that success that you hit, whether you were, you know, the name that you are in your state, the public figure that you are on social media, the, you know, the motivational speaker, the fitness expert, all of these come together and women look at you and they're like, she has this, you know, no one has a perfect life. We all have our little troubles in it, but you represent a healthy person. A successful, healthy person. And coming from the outside, I could see why they sit there and they want to bash you.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious. But then again, who cares?
Well, and that's just it. And that's probably what pisses them off more than anything, is because they see that I don't care.
that is the best thing that I think that you're doing, is not even caring for it. You know, just saying fuck it, because the ones that matter to you are around you. The ones that know who you are around you. And the ones that aren't, they don't deserve to be around you. The ones that want to bash your business, that want to bash your brand. Even with me, I have that around me. Believe me, Teresa, I've let people inside of my life that I still have the battle wounds on me. That's why I'm scraping that salt off, that, by the way. It's not coming off.
But I mean, like, I have women all the time that come up to me and they're like, I saw your post on Facebook. I mean, like, do you really have to put that stuff out there? I mean, like, we all know how wealthy you are. We all know you have the famous closet. We don't need to be reminded of it every day. And I'm like, I looked at this woman and I'm like, I don't do it for you. I do it for the hundreds of thousands of fans and people that admire me all over the world that don't live right here next to me. This isn't for you. You know, if you don't like it, then quit reading it and get off my channel and get off my
social
media.
Me and leave. Oh yeah,
right, right. But instead, they want
there, don't sit there and count my posts and count my followers and count what I'm doing and count my days and my minutes and sit there and try to expose my life to false news and
right.
false and gossip. That is. That is betrayal.
Right.
That's betrayal. And if I know someone's betraying me, I'm going to take them. I'm going to put them in a little trash bag. I'm going to leave it outdoor in front of my house for them to pick them up and take them. That's it. You're done. If you step over that line with me in a friendship and you say such things, you come into my house, you eat my food, you shit in my plate, you talk about my career, my family, you know, my partner, I'm putting you in that trash bag.
Yeah. 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 So I guess the takeaway here, guys, is, you know, always use your head. Don't always use your heart and your feelings. You know, friends can change. And they
always invest in everybody emotionally, financially, and with your knowledge, because you never know what's going to come out. You never know if that person is how that person is going to react in the future to the too much attention that they've received from you.
Right, but you know, I also believe that not every friend that's in your life is with you for eternity. You know, there's that old saying, you know, people come into your life for a reason. No, yeah, a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Right.
So not everybody that comes into your life is supposed to be with you for eternity. You know, they might just come into your life for a little reason and then they're gone. Well, so be it. Or they come in for a season, meaning they're just there for a few months. Who knows, you know? But instead of investing your emotion 150%, you should just kind of stand back and, you know, have a little guard. I don't think there's anything wrong with being a little guarded, and just see where things go. It would save a lot of heartache in the long run, I think.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, so, you know, live with that saying. Everyone comes into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And thank God for the ones that are in your life for a lifetime, because they're your true friends. And that circle is very, very small, I'll tell you what. Mine is like tiny, tiny, tiny.
Yeah, that's what some people around me don't understand is everybody says, well, Moz, everybody knows you. Yeah, everybody knows me. I have acquaintances, and I have those people that are very important in my life that are my friends that I spend my time with.
Right.
So those small groups are the ones that count at the end of the day.
Exactly.
And those still have to be handpicked.
Because not everybody's going to answer their phone at 3 in the morning when you need them.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Oh, such another great subject. So guess what, guys? I hope you all have a great, great, great week. I know I am, and I know Moz is, because I'm going to be working right along with him all week long. So with that said, make sure you get out there and find me everywhere on social media. I am on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, you name it. I'm out there. Get this channel. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. We're on YouTube as you know it right now, and make sure you find my other YouTube channel. And with that said, everyone have a great, great rest of the week. Thanks, Moz.
Ta-ta, everybody.